Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Hello, welcome to another week of N4G Radio Podcast. You're listening to the soothing sounds of your host, Zero Tolerance. Also in the studio with me this week, we have Sexual Chocolate, Gamescon, all up in the house.
Greetings, programs.
This is a special episode. Also with us this week, we have the killer queen, Killer Wolverine in
hey,
the house.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, a lot of things in the audience.
Yeah.
We're going to sit here and listen to the soothing sounds of jazz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a fun day.
Oh, I believe it is going to be a fun day. We're ready. We're ready to go do some podcasting. No Wombat this week. He is under the weather. Either that or underneath Jason.
Oh, snap.
I haven't been able to tell yet.
What are you implying?
Oh my! I had an uncle named Stewie, and he used to sell bicycles.
That has nothing to do with what he just said.
That's okay, though. Doesn't matter.
It never matters on this show.
Exactly.
Except sometimes.
See what you made me do.
Except that it's never. Yeah. It's not never. It's on occasion.
Yeah.
Liar.
Periodically.
Periodically.
Even periodically. Well, we're going to do some fondling. Anyway, we'll start with the Gamescon. What's up, Gamescon? What have you been playing this week?
Well, I finished a game this week.
Unacceptable.
What?
Uh-oh.
I thought it would be acceptable.
Yeah.
What game did you finish?
Mass Effect.
Welcome to the party 3 years later.
Yes, welcome to 97.
Let this be an example for you over there.
What the?
You haven't finished Mass Effect.
And when you get to me, I will explain what I'm going to do.
But it doesn't explain what you have done, which is nothing.
Well, that's a lie, sir. I beg to differ.
I don't.
Well, you should.
Awesome,
anyway,
cool.
Shut the
Go ahead, Gambus.
Yeah, I finally beat Mass Effect, the original one.
You know, that game is almost as old as this podcast.
Almost. I think our podcast might be a year older, or close to a year older.
We started in September of 06.
Yeah. Almost a year older.
Almost.
But yeah, I finally beat the original Mass Effect.
Almost.
Yeah, I played it like the first one third to about half of the game like several times over the past 3 years, and I never actually beat the game. I would always get sidetracked by something else, or I would be like, screw this character, I'm going to make a new one. So I finally actually beat the game. I'm pretty satisfied with the character that I created. And I'm pretty satisfied with how the original game concluded. Not necessarily the ending itself, but the last, like, 3 hours of that game was freaking incredible. I could not stop playing it. It was like watching a really awesome movie or reading an awesome book. It's like...
Are there awesome books?
Shut up. You illiterate son of a bitch.
But I was like, wow, this is a really good story. Even though all the elements of Mass Effect are basically borrowed from other sci-fi shows.
Oh, we're not going to have this conversation, are we?
Yes.
Simpsons did it!
Yeah. You know, it's basically the premise of when you get right down to it. If you want to make Mass Effect, it's like a blender. You know, you throw in some Star Trek. Obviously, you throw in.
I usually throw it away.
Yeah. hey, I like the Trek, but I know you don't. You like the new movie, but so do I. But anyway, throw in some Star Trek. You throw in a little bit of Babylon 5, because I think it's got a similar vibe. And throw in a little bit of sprinkle a little bit of Lord of the Rings into it. Yeah. To me, Saren is almost like the main villain of the original game. He's kind of like the Gollum. He's kind of like the Gollum because he's controlled by the true evil force. Or you could say that he's kind of like Darth Vader, because he's controlled by the true evil force, which is the Emperor. Or the sovereign ship. Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about, because I look at it as a single entity.
Yeah,
I could break everything down to be compared to something else.
But the thing is, all the stuff that I'm mentioning is also inspired by many other stories. So I mean, it's like a continuing cycle. It's like
it's the Simpsons did it syndrome. Everything's already been done. Everything's always going to feel like something else.
Yeah, but then that also plays into the story of the game. How the conclusion of the Reapers. Spoiler alert.
There's somebody in this room that hasn't played it.
I will punch you.
Okay. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind.
We don't talk about the Reapers right now. Where'd you go?
But I was pretty satisfied with the conclusion of the original game. I was so pumped. I actually beat the game on the same day that Mass Effect 2 came out.
Which means that he will beat the second one the same day Mass Effect 3 comes out.
Yes. Yes.
At least you're sticking with the pattern. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You just got a little accent.
I did.
That's a good thing. And that's a good thing.
It was
thing.
Totally unintentional.
That's good, yes.
That's a good.
Yeah.
Welcome to my show.
Yeah. Great game. Fantastic game. The original Mass Effect was awesome. Granted, it had some flaws, you know, here and there, but it was a great game. I was completely captivated in the last, you know, few hours of the game. After I beat it, I was like, okay. Because when I actually, you know, beat the game, it was, you know, past time that the game stores were actually open. So I was like, oh, man, I have to wait till tomorrow to buy the second one.
You could have just went to Walmart's.
Yeah, no, but I had it reserved.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's not like you can't get that money back.
Yeah, you could have put it on something else.
You know, I probably should have just went to Walmart. Yeah. Thank you.
You could have. Yeah. Well, you should have called me. I'd have given you advice.
Yeah.
Of course, you'd have called me after midnight, and I'd have punched you in the dick.
Mm-hmm. I actually think it was after midnight when the credits were rolling.
Yeah.
But
I'd have had to punch you in the dick.
Well, when I woke up, I was like, today is Mass Effect 2 day. So I woke up, went to the game store, said hello to the boogeyman.
Said hello.
Hello.
Give my motherfucking game.
Yeah. And got home and started playing it.
Took his clothes off. Lit some candles.
Got some of that KY jelly out.
Man, you didn't get that all over your controller.
Didn't
you learn your lesson from DOA Volleyball?
Oh. Whoa.
I don't like where this is going.
He did.
Whoa.
Oh.
He liked where it went.
Put on a little bit of Barry White. Hello.
Take off your clothes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Light a candle.
That's just creepy, Barry White.
Oh, damn,
oh my God. But anyway, what can I say about Mass Effect?
That already hasn't been said.
The first one? You can't say anything that wasn't said 3 years ago.
But anyway, before I talk about Mass Effect 2, I played a couple of other games. Small games. Small amounts of playing.
It's so small.
It's so small. And one of those, which is Mass Effect Galaxies for the iPhone.
iPhone!
Yeah, I played it for...
Is that the new thing every time someone says iPhone?
No.
Oh!
It was so good.
It ain't no PSP.
Yeah.
Way to bring the point home with a cough.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
PSP. But anyway.
You ain't got it.
I play a little bit of Mass Effect Galaxies. You know, I actually think that game's pretty decent. I mean, it got some low reviews because, you tilt the phone to make him walk, you know, and he fires automatically, but... I don't know. I think it's pretty fun.
You tilt the phone to make him walk?
Yeah, it's a top-down game, kind of like Smash TV. You actually tilt the iPhone or the iPod Touch.
It's like those big wooden things where you tilt them and try to get the ball to the end of the maze.
Yeah.
I hate those.
Yeah.
And except there's really no mazes in this game. It's basically just a couple hallways, and you have to tilt towards like the enemy, and he automatically fires his weapon when he's like within line of sight of the enemy.
So the game plays itself. It's kind of like Heavy Rain.
Oh. But then you also have to tilt back to go behind a wall, you know, for cover, aka cover.
Known as cover.
Yes. Or tilt.
Welcome to the N4G podcast, all aka N4G radio podcast. Welcome back. Captain Obvious is in the studio.
Hey! My name is Captain Obvious. No, never mind.
No doubt.
Yes. But then there's also special buttons on the right side of the screen where you can shoot like a missile launcher. So you have to do that.
Rocket launcher.
Yeah, rocket launcher. So you have to do that like manually, and then you can also specifically, if you want to target like a specific enemy, you can tap on the specific enemy as well as
tap-a-roo.
So I mean, you still have a pretty decent amount of control. The game doesn't really look that great because it pretty much looks about as good as Smash TV. Like graphically, except a little bit better. It's the story of Jacob and Miranda from the second game. It's basically how they met.
Aww.
And
it's a story of love and loss.
It's about how they met and
did they get it on? Bam, 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 bam.
I haven't gotten to that point yet, so
I bet you can't wait.
I don't know.
I want to see a little loving in this place.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Show me your insides.
What? Oh, my God.
Are you closed?
Okay.
Take them off.
But, Mass Effect Galaxies, I think, is a pretty decent $3 to spend. I think it's $3. No, I think it might be $5. It's one of the more expensive.
Great Scott.
Yeah, one of the more expensive iPhone games, but I enjoy it. It's got a really high production value. It uses pretty much the same music from the original game. It actually has some voice acting in it. It's got really nice artwork when you're in the dialogue trees, which don't really branch that much. It's like it's like you can be really nice or a little bit rude, and that's about it.
How rude?
Like if the Miranda's like, so how you doing, Shepard, or something?
God, if she talks like that, yeah. I'll freak out.
Yeah, and then you could choose between I'm doing fantastic or I'm just doing okay.
So funny, man.
Speaking of which, I fired up the Nintendo DS this week because
funny, man.
Yeah. Wait for it, because GameStop was running a promotion on
Pokemon.
Yes.
Pokemon was the pokey of the man in the thing with the guy comes out of the thing and he makes the fall out of the side. Pokemon.
Yeah, they were running a promotion on the Pokemon, where you basically download a where you download a specific new character. Well, it's actually an old character, but it's an abnormally colored Pichu.
Pokemon.
It's a Pikachu colored Pichu, which means instead of an orange Pichu, it's a yellow Pichu.
Oh. How diverse.
Yes.
Pokemon!
So I played probably about 10 minutes worth of...
That was 10 minutes too long.
Pokemon. And, you know, I might get back into it.
Oh,
snap. Dun, 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 dun. Well, I gotta find something else to do at work besides messing with
Pokemon.
My...
Pokemon!
Besides messing with my iPhone the whole time.
Pokemon! Pokemon!
So, yeah, there you go. And that's pretty much... okay, now I'm going back to the game. The game that the game that three-quarters of my friends list is playing. Literally. Like, if there's 20 people, like 15 of them are playing Mass Effect 2. The game of the hour...
Or what Mass Effect 2?
Yes, or what I like to call...
here it comes.
Candidate for Game of the Year.
I thought you were just going to say Game of the Year instead of candidate. In my opinion, there's already...
There's still a whole bunch of year left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that might be jumping to some conclusions there.
Actually, I don't think so.
Really?
If this game was released last year...
But it wasn't, so you can't say it.
I'll say it anyway.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it right now. If this game was released a month ago, Game of the Year. There you go.
You do realize this is the same year we're getting a Batman,
maybe.
Final Fantasy, a God of War.
I don't see Batman coming out this year.
I'm just saying.
And if it does come out this year, it's not going to be nearly as good as the original. Because it's going to be a rush job. I'm just saying. I'm being dramatic. But, yeah.
It's only fucking January.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't like to jump to conclusions that much. Well,
you just did.
Screw it. Yes, I do like to jump to conclusions. That's just how I roll.
Pokemon.
Yeah, right there. Yep. I like to just say what's on my mind, you know. And right now, on my mind is Mass Effect 2. I think it's an incredible game. One of the best games I've ever played in my entire freaking life. I want to play this game, not just to its conclusion, but I want to start another game of the first one and play it twice, maybe three times, just so I could play the second one maybe two or three or maybe five more times.
Are you happy now?
Yeah. Just in preparation for number three, which I would probably play again for another 10 times.
So you want to go back and play the first one again?
No, you really don't.
I was gonna say, everyone that's played it said that you wouldn't want to go back and play the first one.
I want to be a renegade.
Renegade.
You want to be a renegade?
I want to be a renegade. You know, say.
Now, gamers, what cracks me up
yes.
is that it took you 3 years to finish the yes. first one. Now, you're already talking about yes. playing through the second one 10 yes. times? Mm. Dude, you'd be lucky to get through once.
Yeah. You're right, you know.
I know how you roll.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I just ruined his fantasies and dreams.
You did. You shot him right down.
Right down.
See what you made me do.
Yes. Exactly. But, I mean, I'd really like to have a, we can't really have a round table about this game.
We're missing a person,
yes.
and somebody in here hasn't played it. And
yes.
in fact, only one person in the room beat the game so far. Just
yeah.
so you know.
Just so you know.
I'm 12 hours into the game, and I'm still not even halfway through
you
the game.
You don't
probably.
Know how far you are.
I beat Jacob's...
That doesn't mean anything. You can do that at any time.
Okay, that's the only character-driven mission I've done.
Doesn't matter. Trust me. You don't know how far you are.
I've encountered the collectors once. Never mind. Never mind.
I tell you. He has no... Did you beat Bioshock, by the way?
No.
Wait, I thought you said he beat it.
No.
What?
I can't. I have until he brought up a good point, which I don't want to get into because I didn't think about it. So,
yeah, that's another game that I'll eventually
silence.
That I'll eventually complete to a conclusion.
You do know the sequel comes out next week,
which I do not care about at all, whatsoever.
Yeah, this one for some reason, Bioshock 2 just doesn't have a lot of people excited like Mass
Neither
Effect
did
2.
The first one.
Well, that's true. I don't know. I just thought since the first one came out and how good it was, that this one would have more, you know, excitement.
It's not the same people. I think the idea for Bioshock 2, it's not made by the same people. It's just a, you know. It's not dramatically different. If I was behind the game, I would have instead of just making a few years later, I would have basically done System Shock, a remake of the PC game System Shock.
Have you ever played System Shock?
I've seen video footages of it.
Was it awful?
Everybody always talks about games and then they've never actually played them.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like everybody's like, I love Psychonauts. I'm cool. How many hours you put in? None.
I watched the commercial.
Well, okay. Let me rephrase this. I would have the sequel to Bioshock take place in space. And basically, it'd be lingering, like a philosophy, like the Andrew Ryan philosophy of man's utopia, a man-made utopian gone wrong, but in space. You know, it would be like a link to the same universe. It'd be, you know, it would reference past material instead of just reusing past material.
Now let me ask you a question.
Okay.
And you know I'm good at this.
Yes.
You're not interested in the game because it's not made by the same people, and you're not really feeling the story thing going on. What about when Final Fantasy changed hands and the story didn't have anything to do with the last one?
What do you mean the story had nothing to do with the last one?
Final Fantasy, when have they ever been a direct sequel?
They've never been a direct sequel.
Exactly.
At all.
Didn't bother you? It shouldn't bother you in Bioshock.
It's a different formula.
Even okay. X2 wasn't a direct sequel?
Next one. X2 was, but it sucked, so nobody cares.
Oh, I did not.
Yeah.
Are you excited for Crackdown 2?
Hell yeah. Oh, that wasn't towards me.
It's not made by the same people.
No, it's not.
And it's not really original. It's kind of the same city.
Yeah. It is the same city, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the same city.
Yeah. But it is a direct sequel, isn't it?
Well,
But it's four-player co-op.
Oh, that's what it is.
There you go.
Bioshock is 16-player multiplayer that I don't care. It could be good.
Okay.
You shouldn't judge a game, I guess, if you love the first. But how could you even love the first one if you didn't finish it?
You know, there's a lot of games that I like and love that I still have yet to finish because I just buy too many darn games.
Stop buying games. But finish the ones you got. You don't have to own them all to feel good about the game.
Yeah.
You can buy it when... You know, actually, if you waited to buy every game until you were ready to play it, you'd save a lot of money.
I know.
If you'd have waited till now to buy Mass Effect, you'd have got it for $20 as opposed to $60.
Thing is, though, the only problem is that there's this whole... Because I like to play a lot of these crazy, zangy underground games that I feel that if I got around to actually, you know, like if I completed one game and then got around to playing the next game, that it would actually be rare and hard to find and I wouldn't be able to find it or play it.
If you want to buy the rare ones, that's fine. But seriously, you don't need to run out and buy a Mass Effect. If you ain't going to finish it, don't run out and buy it. That game ain't going nowhere.
I put 12 hours on the game in the past half week, so I'm playing it pretty consistent.
When you finish
rate.
An Uncharted?
Yeah.
Not the second one, the first one.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I know, I
you
know.
You gotta save a lot of money, man.
I know.
It's a lot of
money.
But
it's something different when you go out and buy something new.
I understand that it's something different, but it's also, you know what's awesome? Finishing your games.
Well, there's no doubt about that. But
truly,
then again,
how awesome is it when you finish a game and you're like, God, that was a great experience.
But then again, after you beat Mass Effect 1, you have Mass Effect 2 sitting on the shelf waiting for you. You don't have to go out and buy it. And
you know what?
You cut out the middleman.
Wait until you finish it, and then you go, okay, am I going to dedicate 30 hours to playing another
See,
game?
Now that's my problem.
Okay. I'll go buy it.
That's my problem.
Well, you got to stop putting in these problems. You can solve. Use a little logic.
I did.
A little common sense.
I did. And I will tell you what I came up with. Maybe.
That you're broken?
Well, we all knew I'm broken.
Finish games, man. Finish them.
Well,
it's awesome.
I plan on finishing Mass Effect 2 this week.
Then you should finish Uncharted and finish Uncharted 2. And you know what you should do in between them? Not buy any games. Because here's what happens. You talk about finishing a game. You go out and buy a new one. You spend 2 hours, you know, kind of experiencing that one.
Yeah.
And you forget about that one. Then the next week, you buy another new game. You experience it for 2 hours. Oh, look, now it's 2 weeks that you haven't played this game that you meant to finish.
And then you play Pokemon.
And this cycle.
Why do you...
You get into this...
Cut out the Pokemon.
Pokemon was the Pokey of the man in the thing where the guy comes out of the thing and he makes the fall out of the side.
Finish your games, and I'm going to play that sound effect every day.
I guess we know the theme of this episode. Finish your games.
Finish your games.
That should be the new slogan.
Yes.
Finish your fucking games.
Finish your games.
Yep.
It's very rewarding, and it's a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a lot of games in there, but I can probably rattle off almost all of them I have beat.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Wow. I guess I'm just...
You got ADD?
That, and I like to play the new shiny thing.
Everybody likes to play the new shiny thing. But here's the thing, you'll never finish the old shiny thing.
Yes, I know.
And you know what happens when eventually you get back to that game and you're like, fuck, this is kind of dated. This game ain't as good as I remember.
Actually, I'm not... games really have to date big time for me to think they're dated. But, yeah.
Did you beat all the Metal Gears? All four of them?
About half of them.
Yeah, go back and play those.
Yeah.
Compared visually to 4. Did you beat 4?
Yes, I did.
So how do you even know what's going on? Which ones didn't you beat? Let me guess. 3 and 2?
I was at the very end of 2, and 3 I made about halfway, maybe 2/3.
You know how many groans there was in the audience right there that you did not finish Snake Eater?
Dude! Don't be talking about my backlog of games and stuff to beat. There's a lot of skeletons in there.
Give me your credit card.
Uh-oh.
You're not allowed to buy any more games until you finish these ones you got.
Meanwhile, you'll have lunch on you.
You know what? I'm going to start a petition. An internet petition. Clint Campus finished his games.
Yeah.
There was a thread about that a few weeks back about beating the first Uncharted.
Yep. That's only because Uncharted was the popular game. That's why you got that thread.
Yeah.
I could start a thread for every game that you created, and we'd have a whole forum.
We should start an internet petition. I want to see this.
Finish your games, CampusCon. It's a great experience, trust me. But we need to move on. So what else are you playing? You play anything else? You want to talk some more about Mass Effect?
No, that's the only games I've been playing.
Stick with it.
Yes.
Finish it.
Finish it.
Finish that game.
Yes, I will.
Because if you don't, if you haven't finished that game in 2 weeks, I'm going to tell you the ending. How you like that time, Bob?
And close doors? Because I don't want to know it.
Actually, you could tell me the ending in a week, because I'll have the game.
Right. I'm giving you the padding.
Yeah, I'll have the game beaten by the time we meet next time.
When we meet again.
Yes.
I better not be around.
Man, you ain't finished the first one. We're going to move on to you. You about to get it, too. Go ahead.
I already got it, man.
Why don't you talk about what you played?
All right. I actually did beat a game.
Hold on a minute. I think I have a soundbite for that.
What do you like to play?
All right.
That's a good one.
Darksiders is what I like to play.
Darksiders.
Yes.
Another game Gambuscon hasn't finished.
That game kept me up last week, I had to go out to lunch. That's why I wasn't here with Grandma. She's doing fine, by the way.
That's good.
Tell her I'll be over later.
All right. I don't know if her heart can handle that yet.
Oh.
But
I'll be gentle.
After I came back from lunch, I just sat down and just played the hell out of it and beat it.
He just sat down and beat it to death.
To death. It's such an awesome game. The ending's incredible. And the bosses, they're just more intimidating than anything. I fought harder, regular demons in that game that were harder than the bosses. The boss fight, I didn't get hit but once, maybe twice.
Really?
Yeah. So, it's not the boss fight. They're just there for intimidation, I think. Because they certainly aren't hard. I had trouble with the one...
I was going to say, don't tell me you didn't have trouble.
But I had the premise right. I was just executing wrong. So
it's all about patterns.
Yeah.
Zelda bosses aren't exactly
complicated. Well, I knew the pattern. I just, like I said, executed wrong. And once I, got the help, it was such an easy fight. But, and I don't know what it is about that game. I had to go back and find everything that I was missing. Everything. I found all the abysmal armor pieces. I found all the artifacts. I found everything. The Lifestone shards and the Wrath shards and
I want it all.
Everything. There's I found the warrior artifact, which if anyone's looking for it, it's in the Ashlands. It's where the two towers that you had the tower you stopped the drill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's the second one. There's a grappling hook point. You grapple over, stop the second drill, go down to the hole, and the artifact's there. So that's the middle artifact.
Hmm.
Just a little hint, if no one else has found it.
It's in the hole.
So, like I said, the ending, incredible. Game, incredible. And, I played the hell out of it. Getting kind of worn out on it for as much as I played. But I went back to play it on easy to get my Destroy the Helicopter achievement with the vehicle in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to start a new game, and it asked me if I wanted to wear the Abysmal Armor. I'm like, really? So, I'm going to play through it on Apocalyptic with the Abysmal Armor on.
Hmm. Good luck with that.
So, and with the Abysmal Armor, you're supposed to not take as much damage, and it does... I think it regenerates your health every time you hit an enemy, is what I saw. So, it's a little harder to die, but when you're playing through an Apocalyptic with it on, you still take a substantial amount of damage. But it may make it just a little bit easier, so I want to go back and I want to beat this one 100%. Something I've only done once.
Yeah, but that didn't count. That was Fight Night.
Oh, it counted.
Fight Night didn't count. That was back when achievements were a joke.
Oh, well.
They could put like 9 achievements in a game, and they were all worth like hundreds of points.
Well, this is what I want to do, is beat that 100%. But I don't think I'm going to do that anytime soon. The only thing else I played is I was looking for an online game because I was kind of sick of playing just a single player game. So I asked if Mag was any good. I only got one response, which I already knew your response. So that's why I didn't ask you point out. But I ended up getting Mag and playing that online for about 2 hours with Zero over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Our last game we played with a listener.
Yeah, we did.
Played with Tortellini 1.
Yep. Wasn't a long experience. Just, what, one game? Was it one or two?
He jumped into one game, and then we invited him in the group and played another game.
So how is this game?
You know, for a game that I didn't really care about, because I know I think I said that a couple times, it's fun.
Really?
It's fun.
It's a lot of fun online.
Yeah.
It's not laggy at all.
No, not at all.
Really shocked me.
Not at all.
You know, I totally forgot that this game was even coming out.
I did too. I got it sent to me for review. Otherwise, I probably would have passed on it.
As a matter of fact, when I was at the store when I picked up Mass Effect 2, I was making a joke to the boogeyman. I was like, one of the coworkers said something about, yeah, I played Mag yesterday. I was like, oh, really? Did that finally stop downloading? And he's like, no, dude. The full version. It's out. And I'm like, really? It's out? Holy cow.
When I went to pick it up, now I know they ship more copies of Mass Effect and all that, but there's only like 3 copies left of Mag as opposed to maybe 40 of Mass Effect.
They probably only shipped that store 5, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying I might not have been able to pick it up if I waited any longer, but I'm glad I did. It's a fun. It's a first-person shooter. It's online. It's got some cool game modes that we've only we played.
We played Suppression, which is basically 64-player deathmatch, 32 against 32.
Wow.
Then we played what's called Sabotage, which is also a 64-player game where you have to either defend or capture two different points. And once you capture those, a third one opens. Which once the third one opens, it gets insane.
Yeah.
Like bottlenecking down the hallway with like 30 guys trying to shoot each other and grenades flying everywhere. It's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And then there's the 128 player acquisition mode where you have to collect intel or vehicles and escort them out of the building before they either get blown up or, you know, the enemy gets you back.
So it's more than just deathmatch.
Oh, yeah. It's huge and like the maps are massive.
I think they only get bigger from where we actually left off.
I just now got to the point where, because you have to level up before you can play the different modes, and I just reached the level high enough to play the 256-player battle.
Can you customize your character?
Yes.
Sweet.
You can customize your character, and every time you level up, you get another skill point, and the skill point can be used to either steady your aim, increase your reload speed.
Different guns.
Different guns, different sights for your guns.
Sweet. So it's got that RPG element, like Call of Duty?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you upgrade your character.
Wow.
And you can even respec, so if you do something you didn't like, you can take it off and redo it.
And there's a lot to do.
There's a ton. It'll take you forever to unlock everything. Yeah. And you can even set out loadouts. Like if you want a sniper character, assault character, and a heavy weapons character, you can have those. And every time you die, you can change your loadout to respawn.
Like Call of Duty.
Exactly.
So, it's got some similar elements to Call of Duty, but it's...
The battles are so much bigger.
The battles, it felt obviously more like a SOCOM game, like especially the one on the PS3, but that's for obvious reasons, but it's just a blast.
I mean, it gets crazy.
But the whole point of MAG is to do your missions in squads, not once, maybe once, during our two-hour game time. Did that actually happen? And me personally, I don't know what it is. I don't know how to find my squad. So I see people running off to the left. I'm over here by myself running to the right. I'm like, there goes my squad.
That's why the interesting thing about the game is once you level up enough, you can apply for the position of platoon leader or squad leader. And the squad leader should be the one telling his troops, okay, we're going to A.
Yeah.
We need to defend A.
And a few times, I remember hearing that the platoon leader didn't have a fucking headset.
Yeah, which they're going to remedy that because apparently on February 10th they will require headsets to play this game.
And which I'm glad they're doing.
That is good.
But again, give them for free. What if people can't afford it?
Dude, if you're going to play a game like that online,
I know, it should be common knowledge, but still.
Yeah. But in fairness, Sony should pack one in with the box.
They should have. They really should have. Considering they did it with SOCOM, why didn't they do it for MAG when you require it for MAG? This one, you have to have a mic. It is all about team communication. Because, I mean, rather, you don't have to do it, and you can still succeed, but it takes away from this game. Because especially when, if you're new, what are you doing? I was running around. I wasn't with my squad, I don't think, any time. But no one was saying anything.
It was just chaos.
Well, it wasn't really chaos. It was just me going off like I usually do in a first-person shooter by myself.
I tried to cover his ass a few times.
Yeah.
I heard there's three factions to this game.
Yeah, there's three different armies, and you choose your army before you start, and you play against the other armies.
Yeah.
So,
do you know, like, what advantages each army has? Like,
it's just based on your location. I think, like, the army that we're in, the Valor, is based out of Alaska. All your bases are in Alaska, so whenever you're defending, you're in Alaska. And the neat thing is when you queue up, you'll have different areas of the game, and different sections of the maps are controlled by different players. So when you log on, you'll see, okay, you know, Raven has this section covered. They're whooping ass in this game. So if you're on Valor, you want to go and take that place back over. And you get control bonuses for that. You'll get like plus 5% experience when you play when you're controlling that area.
And,
there's no advantage or disadvantage to being in. They all have the same skills. You can still earn the same stuff. I mean, as far as I know, I've only played as the Valor, but, I mean, other than the character customization and stuff, I don't think there's any real advantage. Each one's just different.
My dude's default face looks like Bruce Willis.
He does. And he's got all kinds of armor on now. He looks like RoboCop.
And I was real, at the beginning, when I first started playing this, there's only the death match. I think it was the death match.
Suppression, yeah, it was death match.
I think it was. No, it wasn't. It was the, no, it was the death match. There's only two spawn points.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting through our defenses, and it looked like they were going to just start spawn killing, but you really can't do that in this game, which is just amazing. Because, I mean,
you got to realize when you spawn back in, you spawn in with a squad.
Yeah.
And that can be up to like 8 or 10 people. So if you wanted to try to spawn kill, dude, there'd be 8 or 10 people popping out at the same time.
So
it can be as little as 4,
so
but
you obviously know where your opponent spawned, but you good luck spawn killing.
Yeah.
So that's good. I was really worried about that at first, and then all of it just dissipated right away. So
I think it was awesome.
But of course there was that female screaming in her ear, "They're getting through. They're coming in."
She had a lot of We had a couple Captain Mags, as we'll call them. Like, we used to have Captain Halos, and people just... When I played it during the week, everybody was really cool, really communicating, talking about what we needed to do, and it was a good experience. When you get on the weekend, you get those guys, and girls, apparently, that are just rude and obnoxious, and...
Like I was telling Zero, I got kicked from my squad for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
It said, "You are being kicked from your squad." I'm like, what the hell did I do?
Yeah. So you still get obnoxious people on the weekends, but when you get a good group of guys, and the cool thing is you can set up a party, you can bring in 8 players, and you guys can be your own squad. You never have to deal with anybody else.
Which, I really want to do that.
Yeah, and if you have a squad leader in that squad, then he can communicate with the other squads.
Yep.
The rest of the team doesn't have to. The platoon and squad leaders can communicate with each other and say, okay, well, Bravo team is headed to A, well, Charlie team's headed to B. You know, you communicate, and it makes the game so much more fun. When I played during the week, people talked, people communicated, and we won more often because of that.
So I don't know. I think there's just me and you in the clan right now.
Yeah, we have a clan going on. Clan can hold up to 8 people. And if you join the game, we are playing on the Valor side. So if you join Valor side, you can join our clan. The clan is called ZTGD. Of course.
Sweet.
But yeah, if you want to be in the clan and you guys play a lot online, we definitely would like to play. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Hey, could I be a part of the clan?
You gotta buy the game.
And
you have to play it. I'm not gonna put you in the clan if you're never gonna play.
Yeah.
I'll play it.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun when you get people on there because
they
did everything right.
I think if we had 8 players that, you know, we know would talk, it would be more fun.
Oh, it'd be a blast if we could get 8 guys together and play it. Because then, you know, you could just get the commands going on and be like, all right, let's go to A, and I got your back, and watch the sniper in the tower. You know, it would be like the old days of... And when there's that many players, there's never a dull moment.
Is Zipper made up of military personnel?
You would think.
Because they've done just phenomenal jobs with them.
SOCOM.
Starting with SOCOM, with the, you know, the first time you, you know, the first one...
And thankfully, and the thing about MAG, and I'm glad they did this, I actually am glad now that it's out that they did this, there is no single player whatsoever. Yeah.
That is awesome.
It is online focused only.
Really no reason to have it first.
No, there's not, and I appreciate that because you don't need it. It's not what it's for.
Yeah.
But it really, really good game. The only hindrance that I say you should watch out for is if you don't have the time to dedicate it to it, do not buy it. I mean, literally, I have spent hours upon hours in this game. I am a lowly level 8, and I don't know what it caps out at. I'm probably guessing somewhere around 50, 60, you know, the normal caps. And I'd imagine it would probably take me in the hundreds of hours.
Yeah.
I have no trophy so far because the trophies are just insane.
Yeah. Wow.
So, I mean, this game will last a very, very, very long time.
So I'm sure there's going to be DLC for it anyway.
Oh, yeah, there'll be new maps, new modes. Yeah.
So, in other words... You don't level up nearly as much as you did in Call of Duty.
You'll nail up the first 4. You'll nail
I
up
leveled
the first
up to 5 levels pretty quick.
Actually, it was about 3 or 4 hours.
No, we didn't play that long.
Yeah, check your timer.
I did. It was like 2 hours.
I saw yours. It said like 3.5.
Did it?
Yeah.
I didn't know, whatever.
Yeah, we were on there for
it
a while.
It didn't seem like it was 4 hours.
No, because we only played probably about 10 games.
Yeah.
You know. But it's just...
And it all depends on your experience and what you do in the match, because there were some where I just completely sucked, got 3 maybe experience
I think
points.
There was one match you got 3 experience because he died 9 times, didn't yeah. kill anybody. You always get at least so yeah. much experience for participating in the Shadow War. Yeah.
So, and, but then there was other ones where I was just on fire, and I almost leveled up 2 times.
Yeah, once you get up over 1,000 experience, though, it starts going slow.
Yeah.
So. Isn't there like a... like a card that the first shipment comes with for downloadable content or something?
I didn't get a
I
card.
I didn't get one. And I got my copy from Sony, so...
I didn't get a card, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm just imagining things.
There's a card with Darksiders,
yeah,
which
they still
no one knows
done.
What to do. Oh, which brings me... I forgot to mention this. When I was going through to find everything, I went back to the Drowned... God, Pass? City? Whatever the hell it is.
The Drowning Pass or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever. And I had my... Shadow Mask on. Sorry. don't worry about it. You'll understand.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, you get a Shadow Mask.
Whatever, collectors.
Whatever it is. Whatever a Shadow Mask is.
But there was on the map, because I found an artifact, but whatever. A chest that was on the map, but not there.
That's glitchy as hell.
And I looked.
There are chests everywhere.
That was
game.
The only one.
There's a chest on my map.
Don't say Crossroads.
No, it's Do you remember the prison where you fight the prison guard? The guy that had the prison on
yeah,
his back.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, there's a chest down there. It's not even there.
I've never seen
it. It's on my compass map, and it's not there.
I've never seen it.
And I found another one out in the main area.
Crossroads.
Yeah. Up on that, up at top?
No. See, there's three that I can think of, chests, that you have to go around doing certain things to get them to come up.
I couldn't.
And I'll tell
it.
You, for that one, for the one on the crossroads, there's 6 fire hydrants. Cut them all down. They'll come up. There's a couple others that you have to, I'm trying to think what they were, but
Why doesn't
I
the game know. Tell you that?
I don't know. But, I mean, there was one in that one.
How fucking boring does your life have to be to figure out that you had to cut down fire hydrants?
That one I didn't figure out. That's the only one I didn't figure out. I had to actually go online and look at that one.
Yeah, because I'm finding chests in a lot of places that aren't there.
Well, because there's a like I said, there's a few you have to do certain things to get them coming up. That might be one of them. But
ridiculous.
I know the one in the Drowned City or Pass or whatever, it's not there. It's on the map, and the people don't know if it's a glitch or if it's something else coming later. Because there's still, after you get everything, there's still one open slot for something. And I cannot figure out what it is. So, I don't know if it's a glitch or it's something later. So
downloadable content.
Playing with my emotions.
Well, there, the first shipment came with that code that no one knows what it is.
And they said it'll be worth it when they release
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we'll see about that. But
you could
so
suck it.
That kind of, sorry, but yeah. And my life isn't boring. At least I'm, you know, adamant about a game. And I, you know, want to continue playing it like you do with Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
Suck it.
I'm just talking about figuring out that you needed to cut down fire hydrants.
Well, like I said, I didn't figure that one out.
Seriously, I couldn't do that on my own. I don't have that much patience.
Like I didn't do that. There was the other two, though, I did figure out what they were. So
I didn't know you had to have special criteria to find a chest. Well, I thought you had to find the damn thing.
Not all of them. Like I said, 2, maybe 3. So.
That's ridiculous.
No.
I wish the game would tell you that sometimes there's a circumstance to finding a chest.
Well, I think they didn't do that because, you know, the action gets so crazy that you'll end up cutting them down by accident anyway.
Yeah, I haven't.
Yeah, I really didn't either. I mean, especially fire hydrants.
Yeah. Am I attacking people with fire hydrants? Like, really? Seriously.
So, but, yeah, that's it. I mean, it was a good week, I think, even if just... 2 games. It's just awesome.
It's always awesome when you finish games or play them
yes.
in excessive amounts.
Yes, like I finished the Mass Effect.
You
yeah.
only need to play one game at a time.
And see, that's what I did. I took that philosophy, but it helped a lot that the game was awesome in the first place.
Well, yeah.
But you really do. I know you're on Mass Effect 2. That's fine. Go back sometime when you're done with Mass Effect 2. Beat Darksiders.
And Bioshock.
It is awesome. Awesome.
And Uncharted.
Hey, don't start with the list, because I know it's quite long, and we will be here all day long.
Yeah. Yeah. But do yourself a favor. Beat Darksiders.
So what are you playing this week?
I am off school for a week, because the second term has come to a close, so I get that week break. I will be playing Mass Effect. Mm. Now, my whole thing is, and I told you this already, is I don't know how long. I forget how long you said it is. You just sit.
To run through to the run first through Mass Effect is about 12 hours.
Okay.
To run through. See, it without doing anything.
If I can beat this game by today or Tuesday, then I will go out and buy Mass Effect 2. And if I don't do it by Tuesday, then I will just wait on Mass Effect 2. Because I can't. When school starts up again, I don't have the time to put into that kind of game.
That's understandable.
So
yeah.
If I can beat this in the 12 hours that you said I can...
You can.
Wednesday, I will go out and buy it and hope to have it beaten before next week.
So you've played the original one before.
Yeah. Now I got to start over because it's been so long.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start over and I'm just going to... force my way through it.
There you go.
So, and then maybe, hopefully, Mass Effect 2. Can't promise that, but we'll see how Monday and Tuesday go.
There you go.
Sweet.
Alright. So, I get to go to me. I played a lot of stuff this week, so I'm going to try to go through it as quickly as I can. I did jump back into Darksiders and checked out the patch.
Yeah, which I'm not really...
I'm not happy with it.
I'm not either.
I prefer the screen tearing.
I do, because now really? They've locked the frame rate at 30.
Frame rate got locked at 30, and so there's a lot more slowdown.
Oh.
I mean, it's not unplayable.
Well, the one major place... You're right, it's not unplayable, but the one major place that it slowed down a lot was in the place with the fan.
Yeah, I haven't went back there,
and
so I don't know.
And it is just awful. I want to take the patch off, because I actually... I know
I loved playing it at 60 frames a second.
I complained about the screen tearing, but I didn't complain about it to where it took me out of the game and it made the game bad. Far from it, because later on you really didn't notice it, but the slowdown you will notice. And it's so.
Do you still have it installed?
Yes.
Well,
yes, I do.
I don't, so I don't know if it's any worse or better if I play it with it installed.
I actually know someone who actually welcomes slowdown in games. He's like, oh, it gives me a chance to breathe.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
I do have to give a shout, besides Tortellini, which I played with in Mag, which that was good times. It's a good guy. He's really good at the game. He's a lot better than I am. but I did also play with Frustrated Fury on Tatsunoko versus Capcom. And not that he wouldn't have whooped my ass anyway, because he would. He's a lot better at these games than I am. But, man, when he hosted... I could not do anything. Like, every time I would do a move, it would happen 2 seconds later. The lag was so bad.
Seriously? Well, that's because it's on the Wii.
Well, it is on the Wii. And by the way, you have to have both friend codes, which I think is ridiculous. You have to have your friend code for the Wii, and then there's another 12-digit code for the game.
Oh, which, my God, that is...
Wow, they do online just geez. So good.
Yeah, it's awful. When I hosted... I had a little less lag. He still beat me. I mean, I knew he was going to beat me. The guy's ridiculous at this game. If I could get like a solid match going on, it'd have been a lot of fun, because the match where I had less lag, I did better and I had more fun. Literally, in the first match we played, my lag was so bad, I don't think I hit him. I'm sitting there trying to do moves, and I'm just getting killed.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to block, and my blocks are 2 seconds off. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, this is awful. And, like, I started laughing. I was sending him, because I had to go to my computer to send him a message, because I can't chat.
Yeah.
And I'm sending him a message. I'm like, dude, this thing is lagging so bad, I can't even get a move off. I was like, it's not that you're not going to beat me anyway, but damn. I mean, this is just awful. I can't even play. So
that's what happens when you try to play an online game with Nintendo Wii.
Well, I have a lot of wireless issues around here, and unfortunately I can't hardwire the Wii. There's not even an
option. Yeah, but did you have the issues with the 360?
You know, the 360's network is damn near flawless, and that's why we pay for it.
Yeah,
We pay for it for a reason, because even through wireless, I never have any lag or any problems or anything.
Yeah, same here.
With PS3 and Wii, I have problems on my PS3, especially with games that are like, you got to open certain ports and stuff to play the games.
Yeah, that's more annoying. anything.
It's a pain in the ass.
But
so
I haven't had any problems with my wireless. Not for a while.
Oh, I've started having problems nonstop. But I think it's because so many devices now are using different channels and wireless devices. And, you know, my wife's in there playing World of Warcraft on the wireless connection.
Eating some bandwidth.
So I just decided to hardwire my PS3 because I'm not playing MAG.
No.
Wirelessly.
No.
No. No
and
way.
And that's going to be a kind of a hindrance for me because, A, my Ethernet cable, the clippy thing that sticks it in place is broken. So I have to then, you know, just take it out of the 360, put it in the PS3, and then keep doing it back and forth. And
I got a 50-foot cable that I am going to run to the living room when I want to play.
I might invest in another 50-footer.
Yeah, that was just the best idea for me. I had actually considered hooking my router and stuff up in the living room and then using the PC wirelessly, because PCs connect wirelessly so much easier.
How much? Why didn't you do that?
I just haven't got around to it yet.
Oh, okay.
How much does a 50-foot cable run?
$20.
Really? $20.
$20.
Maybe cheaper. Depends on where you go.
Yeah.
Amazon, probably a penny.
probably.
Because I might want to do that because I would like to play some ad hoc Monster Hunter because I ran into a friend who...
we'll be talking about Monster Hunter later.
I know. Yep.
That's all I played on the Wii. On the PS3, we already talked about MAG. I played a lot of that. Tons of that. Loving that game. Going to review it this week. And I do have to call out. I'm making a call out right here on the show. All of the reviewers who put your reviews up on Monday, you suck. And you're lying. The servers did not go live until Monday night. I understand that there was a press event that people got to go play on, but that should not be your basis for your review.
Right.
It's totally unfair to review a game based on your closed... what's the word I'm looking for? I hate it when I can't think of the word.
No, there weren't any press servers like there were for
like
Demon's Souls.
Like a game event?
Yeah, they were all invited to... I don't know if there were press servers. Okay. I was told by Sony when they shipped my copy that the servers wouldn't be live till Tuesday, which they were actually live Monday night. I got on and played Monday night with people who had the game early.
Yeah.
And the reviews started popping up Monday. Your journalistic credibility is shot because everybody knows that game servers didn't go live until Monday night, right. And then they shut down Monday night, and they were fully open on Tuesday, and you should not review a game like that until you've experienced it in the community with everybody else.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
You cannot get it in a closed-in environment where it's controlled, and you know, it's just you and other people playing on one server.
Yeah.
You need to be playing it with everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, the game had nothing to fear because even after release, it wasn't a debacle like SOCOM and Halo where they crashed the servers. I mean, this game is still running smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth as butter.
I was really impressed with it.
So...
Because, I mean, like SOCOM, the first one, they weren't
SOCOM
ready for it.
SOCOM was awful the first weekend.
I remember saying I was praying for 5 minutes of playtime and that's all I got.
Yeah. It was bad. This one, damn near flawless. Yeah. I mean, it works
and
great.
And especially during the weekend when you think there's more people playing online, there was not a problem.
No. Not a
even,
problem.
Obviously not finding a match. That was
No, you queue yourself into a queue, and whenever the first two armies fill up, you get into a game.
They filled up quick.
Yeah. But there was nothing for this game to fear, and you getting your little review out the day before the game comes out... Really, really shot you down. My review will be out this week because I wanted to actually play it with everybody.
I appreciate that because I want an honest opinion. I don't want a rushed opinion just to be the first one out there.
That's what I hated about them. I'm like, how can you even do that? Even Sony, in their little letter that I have that I could show anybody that wants to see it, the servers were not live until officially Tuesday, even though they were up Monday night. So... Hmm. Anyway.
But that I think a lot of people would appreciate that more than look at reviews the first day.
Yeah.
At least I hope so, because I don't care. I mean, sites like that can suck it. Just because
I mean, even the big sites didn't have it up.
Really?
IGN didn't have it up.
Well,
GameSpot. I mean, it just goes to show you that there were people taking their time with it.
But that's what you need to do with this game.
Yeah.
To appreciate everything. So every little thing.
Our review will be up this week.
And we appreciate that.
You're
also, a good man.
Hey, I was very vocal about it. I was pissed.
I would be, too.
I'm like, yes, I have my game today, too. And technically, I could write a little page about it, you know, and say, well, I'll slap a score on it because I played it tonight. But no, that's a little too fast.
You need to give us a little taste of what you're going to get it?
No.
Aw, you bitch.
It's very good. That's all I'll say. All
right.
The other game I played on my PS3 this week was, I downloaded the demo for the new PSN game from Square Enix called Thexter Neo or some I don't know how to pronounce it.
You know, I don't even know any of the games that have come out this past week.
The description, like, sold me. I wanted to play the demo. I'm like, oh, if this is good, I might actually buy it. It's basically like a side-scrolling adventure with a robot that can transform into a plane. I'm like, dude, how can that not be awesome? And then I played it, I'm like, God, this controls like ass. Like, you're trying to shoot, and you can only shoot forward. You can't, like, angle your shots. He automatically shoots at whatever's in front of him. Hmm. And trying to fly and shoot at the same time, you might as well forget about that. And not to mention, it's one of those games that you're constantly dying. So, if you don't make it to the end of the level before you're dead, like, your energy's always going down.
Really?
And whenever you get hit, you lose more energy.
What?
And
why is your health constantly going down?
I don't know why they make games like that. That's just ridiculous to me.
That's stupid.
And it doesn't play that good. And I was really kind of disappointed. I'm like, this game kind of sucks.
Wow.
Glad I didn't just buy it.
Yeah, the last time you bought something on a PSN, it was Ragdoll Kung Fu.
And then they gave it away for free a week later.
And still people didn't play it.
That's because it sucks.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, I downloaded it for free and then deleted it.
That's an awful game.
Yeah.
But like I said, I did play Darksiders. Don't like the patch. I tried to delete it.
Yeah.
I played two arcade games for review this week. I did play Vandal Hearts, Flames of Judgment, which if you're a big fan of the original, you'll like it. It was a good idea to re-release it as a downloadable title because it still looks like the original. It's just HD visual wise. It's pretty substantial. It is $15, but it is like 8 hours long. So it's a good game. If you like SRPGs, you're going to like it. I mean, if you love Vandal Hearts, you're going to like it. It takes place before the first game, so... You know, Vandal Hearts has that nice cult following, and I think it was very smart for them to do a $15 download title instead of trying to re-release the series as a $60 full-fledged title. I also played the other Xbox Live Arcade game called Criss Cross. And I thought it was... I didn't really thought it was called Criss X 2. This is probably, like, the least known game ever. Like, when they announced it was coming out this week, even Major Nelson didn't know what it was.
Was it on something else before?
No, I think it's a PC game, but I don't know that it's actually out yet. I don't know.
Oh.
I just know Major Nelson didn't know what it was. Konami sent me the press release, and it had no screenshots. I'm like, dude, what the hell is this? Some kind of puzzle game. But it's like a word puzzle game where it gives you it looks like a crossword puzzle, and you have to rearrange the letters to spell words, and then you have to do them both horizontally and diagonally. The faster you do it, the more points you get. It's fun. It's a diversion, but it's really overpriced at 800 points. Shouldn't be $10. If it was $5, I would totally recommend it.
Yeah, crossword puzzle for $10? You got to be kidding me.
No, if it was $5, I would totally recommend it. My review is up for that. I think I gave it a 6. I mean, it's fun, but it's just overpriced.
Mm.
There's just not enough to it. I played more Mass Effect, just playing around, mostly going to my original game. I'm actually thinking I'm going to restart the game, because when you beat the game, you can restart the game with your current character. So I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to play through it again. I'm also playing through as my other character, which I'm about 3 hours in. So
you got two characters going.
Yep.
Sweet.
Loving it. I downloaded Zaid and played through his mission the other day. And I downloaded the Blood Dragon armor, so I think I'm going to play with that.
Yeah, the Blood Dragon armor is sweet.
Yeah, I didn't use it on my first playthrough, so I might use it on my second.
I haven't even used it yet, but you can take a look at it when you're in your changing room.
Yeah.
And it just looks cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. The Terminus armor is pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I like the look of the Terminus armor.
Yeah. Do you have that?
No.
I hope when I pick mine up, they still have a code. Is it in the box?
No.
They won't have it then.
No, probably not.
Shit.
Should have called the boogeyman.
I do have a card for downloading character.
For Mass Effect 2?
Yeah.
You're talking about Zaid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, go to this website, and I'm like, what?
Really? It was just in my game. When I boot up the game and go to new content, he was just there.
Really?
Yeah. That and the Normandy crash site.
Maybe I just need to go there.
It was there. I just downloaded it. In fact, Zaid was there before the game came out, but I couldn't download him because he wasn't available yet.
Interesting.
So,
Zaid?
Zaid. Tuesday.
Sorry.
I heard that his character was almost like a Clint Eastwood type character.
He's pretty rough. He's ugly as sin.
Let's throw that out there, brother.
I did download the new sequence for Assassin's Creed 2, but I haven't played it yet. I'm going to play that this week. It shouldn't be too long. But I did download the Dragon Age Origins DLC, and 40 minutes later I was done. It's not very long at all. It's kind of disappointing. It's an interesting side story, and in fact the armor you get for beating it isn't even that good.
Really?
It's better than average, but it's not even as good as the Blood Dragon armor. So it's kind of like...
But the Blood Dragon armor, isn't that like the most powerful armor though?
It's not as good as a lot of the armor that I have. I mean, it's decent, but if you got the Blood Dragon armor, you don't need it. And the fact that it's only 40 minutes and not really diverse. It's kind of a rip for $5. I did play another game that I have to review this week called Blood Bowl. And I was excited about this game when I thought it was the reimagining of Mutant League Football. But it's not. It is a Warhammer-based football game where you basically roll dice and take turns to play a game of football.
So it's like football?
No.
I'm just kidding.
It's like a tabletop RPG football.
But is it actually the Warhammer universe?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Is this game out?
Yes. Unfortunately.
Oh, I take it you don't like it.
So how does that work?
I, you know what? I played through the tutorial, and I still didn't understand what the hell was going on. It kept telling me to select my character and tell him to run past the other character, and I could never get him to do it. And then I'd select him, and like when I played, I finally got tired of the tutorial trying to teach me how to play. So I jumped into the game, and if you select your character, you should be able to select his moves, where he goes. And I'd select him every time, and he wouldn't move. And I couldn't do anything else. I'm pressing every button on the controller, and it wouldn't do anything. And here comes the other side of the team, and they're coming down, and they hit my dude and knock the ball out. And it's funny, they try to pick it up, and it'll say, pick up failed, pick up failed, pick up failed. I'm like, dude, it's a football. Put your hands on it and pick it up.
So it does a dice roll?
To whether or not you pick up the football when it's fumbled. Like, literally 10 minutes later, I couldn't get my characters to do anything. They wouldn't move. It took the computer 10 minutes to score without me doing anything. I'm like, this game is ridiculous.
That sounds like the most terrible idea ever.
Oh, my God. It was like, oh, wow. I thought this was going to be Mutant League Football. I got all excited. I'm like, yeah, big crazy hits and ogres. And, yeah, this is going to be fun. It's going to be over the top. There'll be like holes in the field you can fall through like the old one. Yeah. Oh, I love that game. And then I put it in. I'm like, this is awful.
Oh. It's like, pick up, Phil. Pick up, Phil.
I seriously...
Yeah.
I can't pick up the ball. I don't know what's wrong.
People who like football probably are not enough into tabletop RPGs in the Warhammer universe to appreciate this game. And people who play Warhammer probably don't even know how to fuck to play football. So
exactly. That's what I was thinking.
I don't know who this game is for, but I really wanted to like it, and I don't. And I'm sorry to the guys that sent it to me. It's awful, and I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry. I really wanted to think it was awesome, and it's really not. I'm going to try to learn how to play it again because I don't want to be unfair just the fact that I didn't get it. So I'm going to try to play it again before I review it, but just wow. It might have been the most unenjoyable experience I've had in a long time.
Wow.
That's just not a game you want to release sandwiched between stuff like Bioshock 2, Dante's Inferno, Mass Effect, Bayonetta, Darksiders, and you know, this is just not the game you might want to try to put out there for $50.
Yeah.
Just an idea. I think that's it.
We did play a little bit of Rock Band.
We did play some Rock Band last night, and I did actually download the beta for Battlefield, or the demo, I'm sorry, demo.
Yes.
Even though it's the same principle. The demo for Battlefield Bad Company 2 for the Xbox 360, and just like the PS3 version, I'm not really digging it as much as I dig MAG. I think it's a neat game, but if I only I'm only going to have one team-based online shooter, it's going to be MAG. I'll try Battlefield for the single player to see if it's any good, but the multiplayer is not really It's, you know, it's not going to get me to get into it deep like Mag is, right. So it's just the way it goes, brother.
Yeah, I forgot I downloaded that, so.
Yeah, I played it, it's like, eh, what are you going to do? Anyway. All right, now that we have completed the fondling, it was still over an hour without Wombat.
Really?
Here, so go figure that out. Huh. I blame you again. Walrus. You are the walrus.
Pokemon.
Dude, that's awesome.
Pokemon!
We're going to do some news. And now the news. What the fuck ever.
And there's the news.
He ain't here, so it can't be done. It's like saying greetings programs if Gambus wasn't here. Just wouldn't work.
No.
Wouldn't be the same. Apparently, UK's Ninty News, and people make up some weird names, says Zelda will be out in 2010. Which, if Zelda comes out in 2010, good lord, Gambus, picking game of the year already. Yeah. Look at all these other freaking games coming out.
Yeah.
What's up with you, brother? That's no good anymore. Apparently EA Sports has nothing at all for the 3D gaming.
Well, that's good.
So they're going to focus on Natal and the pink dildo.
Oh, I was like, what? And then I remember that Sony has this.
Ark.
Okay.
It's called the
Ark. Oh, it's called Ark.
It's called the Ark.
I did not know that. Why is it called the Ark?
I don't know, because Noah built it. I don't fucking know.
Why not?
Huge. The Wii has outsold the NES, and the DS has outsold the Game Boy.
Wow.
Milestones.
New era.
Yep.
Of selling shit.
Of selling shit.
Apparently, Mistwalker has announced its latest game. It will be for the Nintendo platform. Imagine that. And it will be published. No, that's a shock. They made Blue Dragon and Lost Odyssey for Xbox 360.
Oh.
Yeah. And Nintendo is going to be publishing it in Japan this year. So
thing is, it's not much of a shock to me because their development team is
small.
Yeah, it's smaller now.
Yeah, but look how good Blue Dragon and Lost Odyssey.
Yeah,
were.
They were fantastic games. They just didn't sell that well for some strange
reason. I guarantee
reason.
You, Lost Story ain't gonna either.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of future fondling, I didn't do mine. I'm playing White Knight Chronicles for review this week. So I'll let you know how that is.
Okay, yeah.
Since you can't review games. Dick. Well, were you saying something about the Mistwalker?
Well, I mean, I was just making the point that their development team is smaller now, so they can't really have that big giant studio making HD content, so they have to go down to making a Nintendo Wii game, which at the same time, you know, hardcore games on the Wii they don't sell that well. I mean, look at Mad World.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually really surprised that No More Heroes got a sequel.
They're releasing No More Heroes on the 360 and the PS3. We'll have to see how it sells there. See if the audience is different.
I think it'll probably actually sell more.
Probably.
Yeah.
Rebellion has patched multiplayer into the classic Alien vs. Predator game for the PC, which that's pretty cool. Probably get excited about the new one, which looks awesome.
Yeah,
it does look awesome.
Oh. Apparently, Electronic Arts has announced FIFA Online will be launching in June, and it's a free spin-off. Free-to-play, anyway.
It's pretty cool.
Apparently, God of War Slurpees are coming to 7-Eleven, so all the PS3 guys who were making fun of Halo for having 7-Eleven Slurpees.
Yeah.
What do you want to bet the God of War ones will be red? The Halo ones were green?
There they are.
Yeah.
I mean, the actual Slurpee itself,
the
cup.
Okay,
well. Yeah, I'd be like, it's blood cherry.
Actually, it says ferocious blackberries and frosty limes. So
lime doesn't sound like.
For once in my life, I agree with the Nintendo president. He calls the iPad a bigger iPod Touch.
Yeah, but
you shoot yourself in the foot when you make something innovative like the iPad or the iPod Touch and the iPhone, because then everything else that you make will be compared to it and called it.
You know what? Welcome to the world.
Well, thing is, Nintendo's president, he didn't say anything about the DS XL that's coming out.
Yeah,
that's what it is. The iPad is the iPod Touch XL. Yeah. It's kind of funny. I make fun of both of them.
It's a PC. Does no one understand this?
What's your iPod Touch?
Not
it
a
runs
PC.
Apps.
It's a fucking phone.
The iPod Touch is? Maybe you need to get in touch with yourself.
The iPhone is a phone. The iPod Touch is not a PC.
It might as well be.
It's not.
It has all the same functionalities.
And
besides, a Mac's not a PC.
Well, it's
Burn.
A computer.
It's a blurred line.
There is no blurred line. It's a tablet.
And I must say, tablet computing in my opinion, is the way of the future. We're all going to have tablet computers here in about a decade or two.
I won't.
Boogeyman was the bookie of the man in the thing where the guy comes down to the thing and he makes it fall off.
Apparently, Telltale Games is offering free episodes of their series for taking a survey, which is pretty awesome because they make Sam and Max.
Mm.
Awesome. There's a new Pokemon game coming out for Japan. It will be released on the DS within a year.
Pokemon!
I think there's a sweatshop somewhere that makes Pokemon.
Oh my god, do they just never stop?
Yeah, for real.
Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver haven't even hit the States yet, apparently.
Yeah, it comes out next month.
Man.
I got my pre-order.
Beating a dead horse.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Mass Effect 2 sold 2 million copies in its first week.
Wow.
Yeah. As well deserving, too.
There's apparently a Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker, and that's spelled P-I-E-C-E. It's a free-to-play puzzle game. There you go. Oh, good. Some more country.
Oh, yeah.
Coming to the rock bands.
Yeah! Why it's not called country band.
They all wear cowboy hats. You'd think that cliche would get over with.
It's so 1890s.
So 1890s.
Okay. Apparently, Q Entertainment is discussing bringing Res HD to the PS3.
Well, that's cool. Why don't they just make a sequel?
So they don't know what the jazz is all about.
Gotta love them.
And the news that shocked nobody. Grand Theft Auto 4 Stories of Liberty City is coming to PlayStation 3 and PC.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's that $50 million that Microsoft shelled out for that exclusive. It's gone.
Gone.
See ya. Bye. Platinum Games announced their next title. Platinum Games being the guys who made Bayonetta. And apparently it stars a generic space marine.
Yeah.
How do you go from a naked chick covered in hair to a bald space marine? That's messed up. New Borderlands DLC coming with a level cap increase. It's called General Knox.
Hmm.
Like Alexander Knox from Batman. What's up?
What's up? Represent.
Capcom has announced the Mega Man Zero collection for the Nintendo DS.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah. Well, we talked about Dragon Age DLC Return to Ostagar. God of War 3 release date, March 16th. Bring it.
That's just around the corner.
Mark your calendar. Yeah. March is going to kill you.
Yeah.
Apparently, your Xbox Live Arcade games will not transfer to the new game room. Boo and you suck.
Yeah.
For real.
Epic fail.
Definitely epic fail. Apparently, there's DLC coming, but maybe not, to Final Fantasy 13. A little bit of argument going on there. Hmm. Tecmo sending gamers to bullet hell, huh?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a new top-down shooter that you play as the enemies.
You should be able to play one of those games as a bullet. You get to be one bullet. You get one chance to take the ship out.
You wouldn't have a very long lifespan.
That's okay. That would be a different take on it.
Yeah.
Zibbity bobbity boo. There's a new patch for multiplayer of Uncharted 2. It's a data sync glitch. Unfortunately, affected players will be reset to level 1. Sorry.
Ooh.
Well, I don't even know what that is. I don't care. in case you care, flight control is being developed for the iPad.
Well, yeah. That's probably a given.
It'll probably play a little bit easier.
Yeah.
You should still be able to play your original version on it if you already paid for it.
You should.
Yeah,
but you can't. If they redo it, you have to
rebuy. Wouldn't be
it
something new?
Nope.
You'd probably have to rebuy it.
You have to rebuy it if they enhance it for the iPad.
Because it won't be it won't be just an enhance. It'll be a complete remake.
The big Capcom announcements this week coming out of the Xbox Capcom event.
Yeah.
Obviously, Gears of War is apparently going to be in Lost Planet 2.
Which is very strange.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
And yeah. The big, big thing was Monster Hunter was announced for the Xbox 360.
Not so excited about that.
I think that...
it's a very huge pickup, though.
Oh, I know.
Considering how
it.
Popular yeah. that game is, I'm surprised.
I think that if it comes out domestically for the 360, it'll probably get the best sales of any domestic version of Monster Hunter.
Yeah, of domestic versions, but still. Yeah. It's not going to be huge.
Because I don't see the Wii version selling that many.
You know what? The game might actually work on the Xbox 360 a little better with the network and the controller, because I think the Wii version, there's just something about it. And when I played it on the PSP, dude, there's just no way in hell.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think you have to have an infrastructure like
I think you
like
have to have a fucking PhD
yeah. Well,
to play that game.
Well, besides that, in terms of, you know, just playing a multiplayer, I think the 360 would be the best way to go. However, Capcom could easily shoot themselves in the foot with this opportunity by actually charging a subscription fee like they're going to be doing in Japan.
I'm sure they will.
For the domestic release?
I'm sure.
Really?
That's what you call shooting yourself in the foot.
I agree.
Yeah. If they do that, they're screwed.
On top of the... All right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
When I was a little boy, we would play stickball.
Knock, bock.
Apparently, Command & Conquer 4's beta is going public soon. For all those people who thought Psychonauts was awesome, it's $2 on Steam this week, so you can finally play it and not just talk about how awesome it was. Boom! And a really neat thing, apparently Sony released a patch for Bayonetta. Notice I said Sony. Apparently it wasn't made by Sega. The patch allows you to install Bayonetta to the hard drive to make it run better on the PS3.
Well, that's cool.
Hey, it's David Jaffe. Shut up.
That's something he doesn't know how to do.
Apparently, Assassin's Creed 2 DLC will not have new achievements or trophies. Oh, that makes me sad. I hadn't played it yet, so I didn't know. Yeah, we already know about the iPad. God. Darwinia Plus is coming to Xbox Live Arcade in February. $15.
I'm actually kind of interested in that. It looks pretty cool.
We already talked about that. Wow, I think we've about covered everything. I think we're good. Alright. So, you know what sucks? I don't even have the other website up yet, so...
And we also used to play a buck.
Yeah, you know, sometimes things like that happen.
What the hell do you think you're doing? I'm
trying to find the thing. Hold on a second.
What are you doing?
I'm filling in stuff.
What do you think candy is made out of?
I got one question.
Sunshines and farts.
I got a question. Is John Whitehouse playing Mag?
I haven't seen him.
Okay, I was wondering.
If it is, it's a little bit harder to play online with him with a 5-hour time difference.
Right. Why does it?
Because. Kids.
Sorry.
What was that?
Here I go down the slope.
Holy crap!
Zip, zop, zoom, bop.
Wow. All of a sudden, my life flashed before my eyes.
Kids. Listen to the rap music. Kids, listen to the rap music.
I'm sorry.
What do you like to play?
Pokemon.
What's up? That was awesome.
Why'd you stop it?
Pokemon.
That was awesome. Yeah. Maybe I'll put that at the end of the show. Yeah. Let's bust it. Kids.
All
right. I don't even remember what we were talking about now.
Anyway. Okay. Ooh, who farted? It stinks in the air.
Not me.
Not me.
Whoever smelt it dealt it.
Oh, is that how we're going?
Yeah, that's how we're going. All
right. First question comes from Baseball Fan 15. He said, made it to the front page of Cue the Crew.
Awesome.
Yes.
I'll get to the cues. How high can you make your voice go?
I never really tried.
Why not?
I don't
know. How'd you get?
What?
Boogers!
Okay.
All right, suck it then.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody else going to play along.
No, no one else is playing.
Losers.
Well, if I did, I'd wake people up that live next door to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. So I'm just going to be respectful to your neighbors.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
And your wife.
My wife's who you're doing? What?
No, respect. Okay. Jesus.
Whoa.
What? What?
It's time for me to be hitting the old dusty trail.
All right, second question. Can you pronounce your name backwards? He's talking about your nickname.
Oh, probably.
I sound very, very, very Spanish. I am Ignarelo Orez. That's what it says.
Let me see. Let me see this here. Okay.
I feel very Spanish now.
Okay, I'm going to say my name backwards.
Dude, that sounds like a disease.
Yeah.
Oh, my. You actually tried to say it doing backwards. No, it says Nox Submag. Sounds like a character in Final Fantasy.
Nox Yum Yeah.
Dude, I don't even try to say yours.
Holy. In your okay. Relic?
Relic.
Wow. That's, yeah.
Interesting.
You're wine, rank.
We got Tab Mal It.
Yeah.
Talk about easy. Tab Mal It. Whatever. All right. Next question. What is your favorite type of pizza? Mine used to be pepperoni, but recently I had jalapeno and pineapple.
Wow, that's interesting.
That's very gross.
That sounds good.
I don't like that at all. Mm. That makes my stomach hurt just thinking about it.
It does.
I'm sorry. I'm generic. I go pepperoni every time. I love pepperoni. Although, if I can get a meat lovers going on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
delicious. I had one the other day,
it will make your stomach hurt so bad because all that meat going down.
Yeah.
But it's
bacon
so worth
it. Sausage and ham.
I'm sorry. It's so worth it. And Pizza Hut had that deal.
$10 for anything.
Yeah, any size, any kind of pizza. I took advantage of that, and it was delicious.
God, meat lovers.
Yeah.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Makes me kind of hungry right now.
Yeah, I want a little meat lovers. Yeah.
I think I got a couple different types
wasabi
of
pea.
No, not wasabi peas.
You gonna put something really weird on, like mayonnaise or mashed potatoes or something?
Shrimp and French fries.
Not shrimp boat.
I've had a Greek pizza that I thought was pretty good. Had lamb meat on it.
I had pizza in Boston at a place called Athens Pizza. It's pretty
really?
Good.
You see,
and Pokemon.
In terms of like other like a little bit more of a normal pizza that you would get from place, I like the Hawaiian style, like bacon and
out of everything
pineapple.
Normal, you picked Hawaiian, of course. You couldn't just say I like pepperoni. Or I like
you
sausage.
Know what else is good? Barbecue chicken pizza.
Oh
yes, I've had that. That was pretty good.
I don't want barbecue chicken in my fucking pizza.
It's good.
No.
Really? And
no.
You know something?
I like mashed potatoes, but I don't want them on my pizza.
The thing is,
okay,
I'm actually not that big of a fan of pepperoni.
Loser.
My favorite meat for pizza is pretty much...
Wiener.
Ham.
Oh, I knew that was coming. I don't know why I knew that, but I knew it was coming.
I knew that was coming, too.
I meant hot dogs.
Yeah.
Hot dogs?
On pizza?
Wow, that actually doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, it does.
you don't think so?
No.
Like sliced real thinly?
No.
See,
you don't
right.
think that sounds good?
No. He does want wiener on his pizza.
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Hey,
I'm not a fan.
Hey.
I'm, in all fairness, I'm not a real big fan of hot dogs.
Oh, okay.
Whipper, hippin', and the hoppin', and the bippin', and the boppin'.
You know, I think I might like a little bit of wiener in my pizza.
Wow, that's a sound bite right there.
Moving on.
In the most heterosexual way possible.
Yeah, that's not a sound bite.
Yeah.
That's not even funny.
No.
You stop it.
Yeah.
Me and my friends recently got into an argument whether the DS or the DSi was better. It was the four of us, and they all said the DS was better because it could play GBA games and was more durable, while I said the DSi was better because of the camera and the internet browser. What do you think is better?
I think they both have their ups and downs, with the DSi having all that, but it doesn't have the Game Boy
Advanced
slot.
I like the actual DSi feel, like the actual system better, but I prefer to have the GBA slot.
Because, I mean, let's face it, how good is the web browser on the DS?
It's pretty not good.
Yeah.
And the camera, I don't really care.
I can't be that good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's too many. Yeah. You take a picture of your wiener or something, put it on Jason's pizza.
Oh, God. Thing is, I heard from a podcast that gets in equipment early that...
What the f- are you talking about?
Okay, hardware early. There's this podcast for this. I'm not going to say the name of it, but okay. Okay, Active Time Babble, which is a one-up podcast. Jeremy Parrish mentioned the Nintendo DS XL, and it seemed like it was pretty positive. He said it was pretty much the Cadillac of
that
portable
wasn't
systems.
The question.
No, actually, it's more like Kodak film.
I'm actually kind of curious about the XL.
Wasn't the question.
I know that wasn't the question.
So,
kids!
So what is, answer the question?
The answer is...
The answer is...
It's best to have both versions.
What?
Stuart Gilligan Griffin.
See, you're part of the problem.
You can't be serious.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Stop mocking me!
All right.
So what's your real answer?
It depends. I'd probably say the original.
You can only have one.
If I can only have one, I'd probably say the DS, the original DS.
There we go. You have to make everything so complicated.
I know.
That's part of his charm.
Because life is complicated.
All right. His final question. What should I buy, Sirius Sam HD or Perfect Dark XBLA? Perfect Dark.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Even though it's not even out yet.
Ditto.
All in agreement, then.
Wow, we didn't have a complicated answer from you?
No.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Okay, Sam in Seattle says, are there any lefties in the room? Just curious, because I'm one of the few lefties on this planet. Actually, the only one of us in our group that's even lefty is the Brian, the Boogeyman Peterson.
Yeah.
He is left-handed. The rest of us are full right go-go.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Japanese anime, doesn't it?
Yes,
it does.
There you go.
Go-go.
Go-go!
Oh, God, that was loud. Son of a bitch. A
little bit.
My name is Go-Go!
Next question. Are any of you tired of all the game comparisons these days?
Yes.
Especially among games like Bayonetta, Darksiders, God of War, and Dante's Inferno. With all these comparisons running rampant on N4G, it's hard for me not to get upset. I don't care if Bayonetta is better than God of War. I don't care if God of War is just a button masher. I play God of War because I like it the way it is. You are a very smart man.
Yes.
I won't play Bayonetta or Darksiders because they are like God of War. I'll play them because they appeal to me and I enjoy them.
Yes.
If I wanted to play something like God of War, I would play it in its purest form, which would be God of War. I don't want to play something similar to God of War. I want to play God of War. I'm not saying that these type of games aren't very similar. Dante's Inferno is clearly quite similar to God of War. I'm just angry that so many people act as if one game has to be better than the other. End of rant. Thanks for the informative.
Oh, there's always going to be comparisons, and you can have good comparisons or bad comparisons. The good ones, I mean, saying when you're describing a game, how it plays.
That's fine.
Which is, you know, that's to me the acceptable comparison. But saying one game is better than the other when they're similar games,
it doesn't. I think his point in all of this is that it doesn't matter if the game is better if it's still good.
Yeah.
If Dante's Inferno is fun, who cares if it rips off God of War in every respect?
Yeah.
If you enjoy playing through it, who cares?
Yeah. That's all that matters. That's exactly right. If you like playing it, hey, good, awesome. That's the only reason why you should play games, is to enjoy it, not because you know. have to or whatever.
Yeah, it's like one of my favorite games of last year was Shatter. I mean, that's a ripoff of a freaking 25, 30-year-old game, Breakout, and, or Arkanoid.
And if you're going to play Dante's Inferno and complain how much it is like God of War, then don't fucking play it.
Well, that's what kills me, is I think a lot of people do that so that they don't feel justified in having to buy the game. Because they either can't afford it or they can't play it, then they got to be like, well, it's not as good as this, so I'm not going to play it. I mean, and I think that's a big part of it. And the other big part of it is always just people just want to not like things because they're like something else.
Yeah.
I mean, who gives a shit?
I mean, then they're missing out on some good stuff then.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stuff you won't
play. There's always going to be...
I don't want to play that. I said like something else.
There's always going to be... Everything's going to be like something else. Everything.
Well, of course.
I mean, that's the way it works, so suck it and move on.
So suck it and move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Gambus said earlier, Mass Effect's like a blender. Then don't play it, bitch.
No, actually, that was that. I wasn't complaining.
I don't think he meant that towards you.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't get so defensive.
My shields were going up.
Nerd.
My shields are at 75% capacity.
Yeah.
Eat some wiener pizza.
Yeah.
Where are we at? Eddie Bishop says, hey, y'all. Wanted to get your thoughts on something I've noticed lately on N4G.com. And by lately, I mean for a couple years. But lately, actual gaming news is overshadowed by wild speculation. Meaning more often than not, I'll see a headline, headline saying, will this be the year the PS3 finally shines? Or is $50 worth it anymore for Xbox Live?
Yeah.
And other annoying things like that. N4G is my main source for gaming news, but there's just been a lot of that. And it just annoys me. Not only that it's on the site at all, but it's usually the same crap over and over again. Each year, month, or week. And I would rather see more articles about why Splinter Cell was delayed, or PS3 sales numbers. You know, actual newsy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this doesn't really include top 10 lists or whatever, because I know those are expected at the end of the year, decade, but it's just the speculation and question stuff that annoys me. And usually it's more about console bashing than anything else, which I know you guys aren't fans of. Has anyone else noticed this? Because it feels like I'm taking crazy pills over here.
I noticed it, but yeah. I thought that got cleaned out, because I really, tell you the truth, I haven't visited the site in quite some time.
I pretty much just go straight to the forums when I visit the site.
Well, you can filter the site now. You can filter out stuff that's deemed not...
newsy?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, so... And we're getting ready to do another big update, so...
Sweet.
It'd be pretty key. He said, anyway, this is more of a rant I wanted to get off my chest. I figured it would be the best place to start. Love the cast, guys. P.S., a Family Guy soundboard as special guest would be very much appreciated.
Well, there you go.
Fetch me something linen to throw on before I call child services.
There you go.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Kids!
Wow.
That song's going to be awesome.
Hopefully nobody's listening to this episode through earbuds.
Yeah, turn it down.
Yeah.
What?
Or you'll crap your pants.
Pokemon!
Stuart Gilligan Griffin.
Yeah. I think I got time for some more. Let's do some more. Rogue says, hello, N4G crew. I recently stumbled upon your podcast 4 months ago while surfing iTunes, and I have enjoyed every last minute.
Awesome. Yes.
I am mainly a PC gamer these days, but I want to get a console. I know your motto is play games, not consoles, and I figured I would ask your input on this. I have a PS2, but I hardly ever use it. And when I would play PS2, I love the selection of RPGs, Metal Gear, and Armored Core style games.
Hmm.
I've asked my friends, and they all have 360s. Only a few have PS3 or both.
Yeah.
My question to you, gentlemen, is what are the pros and cons of each system? Does one have a better selection of the type of games I enjoy to play over the other, i.e. RPGs and shooters? My main enjoyment and the games I am looking forward to are cross-platform, like Brink and Darksiders. So I can't decide what console I should go with. I'm leaning towards an Xbox, but PS3 has free online play. Thoughts?
Well, that's how much longer? That's always a debate.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a see, nowadays, that's a tough question.
It is a hard question because...
Yeah, because, I mean, you got the exclusive for each system, but then you have the $50 for Live, but then you have it free for the PS3, but we don't know for how much longer.
And the PS3's online has been good.
You have a better... community of online gamers than you do on the 360.
Because there's not as many.
Well,
it's more of a...
When playing Mag, there was no whiny bitches. when you're playing Halo, there's a lot of whiny bitches.
But then you run into that RPG fiasco where... Both are getting Final Fantasy and then, you know, Sony's getting the White Knight.
Well, there's both. I thought... I'm not, like I said, an RPG gamer by any means, but on both systems there's a good amount, right?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. It didn't used to be that way, but a lot of them are making their way
to... You know, it might come down to controller preference, really.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you want to play something like... Well, I mean, you got a PC. You can play Mass Effect on the PC.
Yeah, a lot of that's the big thing is being a PC gamer. A lot of the stuff on Xbox can be played on the PC, but the only stuff you'd miss is stuff like Halo.
Well, I thought Halo was on the PC.
Halo 2 is. You realize Halo 3 still isn't.
I didn't even know.
Huh.
So, you know. You about two, three games behind.
Wow. Yeah.
Gears of War 2.
Wow.
Since you already own a PC,
I'd probably go PS3.
Yeah. I'd be leaning more towards PS3.
Their exclusives are better too, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
So far.
I prefer the controller on the 360, but
the arcade games, I think.
I love arcade games on the 360, and their arcade is so much better.
Yeah, I mean, not to say the PS3 doesn't have it, but it's better on the 360. But, yeah, I mean, like these gentlemen said, if you have a PS3 or a PC,
maybe and not to mention you get a kick-ass Blu-ray player.
There you go. That's the selling point right there, Blu-ray player.
That's a really good bonus, along with free online.
Yeah.
For now. Again,
yeah, for now.
I think you'll always be able to play online. I think if they ever charge, it'll be for dedicated servers.
Well, yeah, that would be the way to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would definitely go. If you have a good PC and you can game on it, buy a PS3, definitely. Because, you know, you can always hook up your 360 controller to the PC if you'd rather play that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. He said, thanks for your input, gentlemen, and hopefully I will be able to play with you all soon. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. If you get on PSN, let's play some Mag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If fan of shooters, this one's a must buy, I think.
Oh, definitely. All right. I think I'll do one more question before we do the tweets.
You got to hit us up quick for Mag, because slots are filling, man. We've already gave away two. I'm kidding. We didn't.
I don't know. We didn't. There's only two of us in it.
Yeah.
Unless Gambus hurry up and get online, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Sounds
like an invitation to me.
It does, so you better take it or lose it.
Yeah, take it or leave it, bitch. PS360 Wii says, hey, I have an actual question. Handheld gaming. Do you like it? Do you like it or not? And where do you play the handhelds the most? At home or out and about? Go ahead, Gambus. You're the only one. Because I have all the systems, but I can't get into handheld gaming.
Yeah, I'm not really a handheld gamer either.
I play my handheld gaming systems probably about 75-80% of the time outside of the home. A lot of times I'll have one with me. If I know that I'm going to a place where I'm going to have to wait for like any more than like 10-15 minutes, I'll be sure to have it. Like back before I changed the oil in my car myself, I used to go to a place to get my oil changed. I would always bring my...
You change your own oil?
Yeah. Yeah, I changed my own oil now, and but I used to go to a place to get changed for me, and I would always bring a DS and be playing a game there.
I wish I was a handheld gamer because there's quite a few games I'd want to play.
Yeah, I'd probably say both the DS and the PSP have their own strengths and weaknesses.
Here you go, Jason. A PSP game you might be interested in. That Tecmo announced.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball. I forget exactly what it's called.
I got zero interest in that game. But,
Don't lie.
Yeah, I got my import in the mail already.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'll tell you what, when I was playing handheld games, I played Boktai. The one where you had to go out in the sun.
Oh, yeah.
You little son, bitch.
Thank you. That... hurt my feelings. That was a fun game.
You know...
And it's kind of cool how it made you go outside to get some sun.
You know what was kind of weird? When I... This is a story. When I first got that game, Boktai, which is a Game Boy Advance game that you fight vampires and you have to actually be out in sunlight.
To energize the weapon.
Yeah. which was a pretty innovative
idea. Yeah, it was innovative.
And the day that I got that game was very eventful day, because my dog ran away that same day that I got the game, and I was looking for my dog while playing the game. So it was kind of like my attention was diverted, like split in two between finding my dog and playing this game out in the sunlight in the middle of a summer day. It was just a very strange day. But yeah, we did recover the dog.
Oh, that's good.
And it was all right. Unfortunately, I didn't find the dog that day, because the dog ran away on its own, and we found it pretty much like 2 weeks later.
Wow.
And it was living in an abandoned house.
Really?
Yeah, because we actually put a flyer out for it, and some lady called us, and it was living in an abandoned house for like 2 weeks.
I see.
And it was actually, it was like really, the dog was very skinny.
I would imagine.
Yeah, but it was still alive, and it was... it was excited to be back.
Wow!
That was interesting.
That tugs
time.
At your heartstrings right there.
I only ask that you do not feed my cat Bootsy, as he's already eaten and might throw up.
All right. Well, there you go. That was a really long.
Pokemon.
All right. I'm going to pull up the tweets. Tweet. Wow, do we have this many? That's a lot. Jesus. There's the class subject in high school. Okay. Jay Morungo says, Mass Effect 2 is awesome. Yes, it is. I got 860 achievement points in one playthrough.
Wow.
First game in a long time where I started over again. Yes, very awesome game. Vigilante 8 says, hi again. My nephew was wondering if any of you are afraid of Chuck Norris, or if you know any Chuck Norris jokes. Have a nice day.
Oh, man, they're all over the place.
Chuck Norris?
Yeah.
Do you know any?
No, off the top of my head.
No.
I'll put it this way. If I knew Chuck Norris, I would want to be his friend.
Yeah.
Because I would not want to be his enemy.
I wouldn't want to be on the wrong side of that punch.
You know he's got a fist under his beard.
He does.
Right?
He doesn't have a chin. Just a fist.
Just another fist. It'll punch you in the face.
It's all stealthy.
Fixer wants to know, what do we think of BioShock 2 having multiplayer? We kind of talked about that earlier.
To be decided.
Yeah. I honestly don't care as long as it didn't take away from the single-player game.
Oh, I'm sure it won't take away from the single-player game.
And as long as it's fun, I might play it, because it might be neat to run around as splicers and shoot each other. I don't know.
Like I said, we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Who knows what's going to happen? John W. UK says, oh, we are starting the same at the same time over at Num Thumb Gaming. Give us a shout out and we will give you one.
Oh, wow. We should have had like a collaboration.
Oh, Mrs.
Yeah.
We should have had a little collaboration if we knew that. That would have been fun.
All right. We shout out to our friends across the pond.
Yes.
Yes.
What up, Num Thumb?
Next time you guys record on this time, let us know. Maybe we'll have a joint.
We'll all get together and have a picnic.
Yeah, a joint podcast. That'll be interesting.
That would be an awesome idea.
There you go. Dylan MMC says, what currently unannounced game are you guys looking forward to in 2010? For him, it's Star Wars Battlefront 3.
unannounced game.
I'd love to know if that game's ever coming out.
Yeah.
You know, I would have said Star Wars Force Unleashed, but
it's already been announced.
There you go. Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
New Mortal Kombat.
Mm.
I'd like to see what's going on over there at Studio Fatality.
I think they'll probably announce a new
Pokemon.
There you go, Pokemon.
Darksiders 2.
Quiet down.
Oh, sorry.
I'm thinking that they'll probably do a new Gears of War.
I'm a tomato.
Gears of War 3.
Well, I certainly hope so.
I love this job more than I love taffy.
And I'm a man
who enjoys his taffy.
I didn't mean to interrupt him.
Mm.
That's still going. That's nice. Ooh. Oh, it's still going. Mm.
Oh.
Wow. They got it all. Wow.
I think we're clear.
Wow.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm going Mortal Kombat. Ooh, here's a good question. Matt9905 says, what would you guys recommend as the best game released this month to purchase?
Oh, God, are you serious?
Yeah, if you have played Mass Effect, I can't even say if you have. Even if you haven't, I think Mass Effect would win out January's game of the month.
Yeah.
Although Darksiders was excellent, and Bayonetta was excellent.
Yep.
And both of those games are excellent. Oh, I still have to
I
go.
Can't believe we're having this dilemma in January.
In January. Mm. I probably would have to go Mass Effect, though.
Yeah.
For now, I would have to say Darksiders, but that's for now, because I have not played Mass Effect 2.
It's terrible.
So.
It
depends on what kind of game you really like, I guess.
Yeah. Depends on your mood.
Yeah, I guess it does. Yeah. Scruff Money says, Gambus, you play the most PSP games. Is the library enough to make buying a Go worth the price?
I think so. I think PSP is a great system.
Yeah, but how many games are on that library with the PSP Go being download only?
Yeah, do you really want to go? Do you really want to go? Go? I think you should go 3,000.
Yeah,
yeah.
Don't limit. I know the Go is sexy.
It is.
It's really good looking.
Yeah,
you really like it, but
I think it feels good too.
I don't. I can't imagine playing games on that thing.
Yeah. Well, the analog stick kind of sucks. Too bad that most games use analog stick as the primary.
Yeah, I'm not too thrilled about the way the Go feels. I mean, I think it looks awesome.
I think if more games actually used the D-pad, I think it actually had a really decent D-pad. Kind of clicky.
Yeah.
It's got this clicky going on in it.
I'd say PSP's worth it, but I would strongly suggest going for 3,000.
Either 3,000 or wait for E3 for a possible 4,000.
Really?
I don't think
maybe.
Happen.
Either that or try to find a 2000, because a lot of people say that the 2000 actually has a better screen than the 3000.
I thought the 3000 had the better screen.
I like the 3000 screen.
Well, that's from what I've heard. I haven't personally played the 3000. I got a 2000.
You know,
but
the next,
that's just what I heard.
What they're going to release at E3 is a PSP Go with a UMD drive.
Interesting.
Kellen 2000 says, I see that Dante's Inferno and Bioshock 2 both come out on February 9th. Which one are you guys looking forward to the most? Wow.
I probably won't pick up either of them when they first come out.
I'm actually reviewing both of them, but if I had to pick which one I'm more looking forward to, it would probably be Bioshock. I'm actually looking forward to both of them, to playing through them.
Yeah.
But if I had to pick one, I would probably say Bioshock.
Yeah, if I had to pick one, I won't be able to get both. I won't be able to get either. If I had to pick one, I would say Dante's Inferno.
I really want to play Dante's Inferno.
Yeah, if I had to pick one of the two, I'd probably pick Dante's Inferno.
Silfo says, a new take on a classic question. If you were stranded on a desert island, which video game character would you want to save you?
Save you?
Save you.
Hmm.
Don't you dare say DOA Volleyball Girls.
Yeah.
Not going to save
you. I wouldn't mind them saving me.
Over and over.
You're gross. Yeah. You're gross.
I would have the whole crew. Yeah. I don't know.
You know who I'd want to save me? Star Fox and his crew, just so I could hear Slippy.
Going blah, 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 blah.
Fly me back, Fox.
Yeah.
Falco. Rock me, Amadeus. Different Falco, but it's still.
Yeah, I think most of our listeners probably don't get that reference.
Pokemon.
unless they're old fogies like us.
Anybody else got one?
Nathan Drake.
You want Nolan North to come and save you? He could fly in on his jetpack from Dark Void.
I'm just gonna sell out right here and be like, the crew of the Normandy.
I'd want Dom and Marcus. That'd be cool.
I bet you would.
They would blow the shit out of everything.
Did you just on a stranded island? There's nothing there.
There's palm trees and creatures.
They would end up blowing up the island.
The whole island. I wouldn't be saved. I'd be blown to bits.
I think there'd be some bro love going on.
Thing is, they would make it to where they would blow up the island. But that's how you get off the island, because the shockwave will blow you away. Yeah.
And it blows you right into Lost Planet too.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. The world just blew up. I don't know.
Well.
All right. Oh, here we go again. Jay Borsig says, Dante's Inferno or Bioshock 2 for my birthday.
Ooh, it's your birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. This question doesn't get any easier.
So, would you rather go to Rapture or would you rather...
Let's put it this way.
Go to hell?
Go to hell on your birthday.
What kind of game would you want to play on your birthday?
Man.
I'd rather go to hell.
You'd rather go to hell? Wow.
Well, isn't... Rapture's kind of about the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like a physical...
Something smells good.
Hmm.
Sorry.
What do you like to play?
There you go. Yeah. Answer that question, and then you... Both of them are good, I would imagine.
But
so.
I would... If I had to pick one, Dante's Inferno.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I had to pick one.
I don't know.
I'll probably end up picking up Mag around that time, personally.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
DizLowboy916 says, special request, have a pretend argument as your favorite celebrity, but as a walrus. Similar to the Arnold and Snake conversation.
A pretend argument?
You have to be a celebrity, but you have to be a walrus.
How would that happen?
Dude, I don't even know if I can do that. I'm trying to piece together the idea in my head. And
let's hear your Arnold walrus.
Hey, everybody.
I want to tell you I'm governor of California.
Get to the blah, blah, chopper.
Watch me waddle to the chopper. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but what are we supposed to be arguing about?
I don't know.
Oh.
Nobody else in here does voices. Yeah, and Wombat's not here.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do that next week.
You son of a bitch.
I would like to see the announcer voice as a walrus.
Yeah, he's not a celebrity.
Yes, he is.
Wow,
a celebrity.
Way to knock him down. Knock him down a few pegs. I won't handle that.
He's a celebrity in my book.
Well, your book is very
small.
Dumb.
Oh,
got wieners on your pizza.
Yeah.
Is that in your book?
Yeah.
I'll show you my book.
Wieners in the pizza. Yes.
Oh, good.
It sounds like that song, Pants on the Ground.
Oh, my
pants
God.
On the grill.
Pants on the grill.
Pants on the grill. Wiener on the pizza. 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 I like it that way. Tastes good.
Got my wiener on the pizza.
No, yours no. Individually?
Yeah.
That's not much of a meal. Put that on a personal pan pizza. So. Certainly ain't no 12-inch. Anyway, Gambus has to put it on one of those Lunchable pizzas.
Or a pizza bite.
Pizza roll. All right. DizLowboy says, play the story game. One person says one word and the next person says another word to make a story, but make it offensive.
What's this like, boy? He's making us jump through
these
hoops.
That's actually pretty fun.
Jump through the hoops. All right, you got to start, Gambus.
One person says one.
You say a word, and then it goes around.
I like this guy. I like you, Disney.
Yeah.
Say a word, Gambus. You got to start the story.
There it is. Let's go. Just say the word. Say a fucking word.
One.
Day.
I.
Climbed.
The.
Fucking.
Tree.
Then
I
just a word, man.
Danced
with
my
wiener.
I was trying to get somebody to say wiener. Nobody was saying.
I keep getting the fucking adjectives and stuff. I'm like the and with. And, come on.
Chicken.
Penis.
Balls.
Did you dance with the chicken penis balls? That doesn't even make any sense.
It's not a sense.
And.
Farts.
Smell.
Really
delicious.
You.
Are.
Hairy.
This is getting ridiculous.
That was the point.
Yeah.
His next question says, Question, lose one of your consoles or get kicked in the nuts? Which shall you choose?
I'd rather lose one of my consoles, tell you the truth.
You wouldn't take one in the...
No.
You wouldn't take one in the rocks to save a console?
No.
I would.
Because you know what? It'd be the Wii.
Yeah, I wouldn't get kicked in the Wii to save my Wii.
No, I would.
If I was to forego any of my consoles, it would be...
That's not the question.
No.
Here.
Yeah. Kick in the nards.
Would you get kicked in the nuts or lose one of your systems?
I'd lose one of my systems.
Well, fuck that. I'll take the kick in the nuts. That shit's too expensive. Y'all don't have to worry about bills.
I really don't play my Wii, so I'd rather lose my Wii than kicked in the junk.
But,
all right, we're taking your Xbox.
But
no, you're not.
Or we're kicking you in the nuts.
No, it's the Wii or nothing.
No.
No, nope, that's the question.
I'm rephrasing the question.
No, you can't rephrase
I'm
the question.
I'm rephrasing
no.
it.
Then I'll get kicked in the fucking nuts.
See, thank you.
But thing is...
But I mean, how hard is the kick? Is it with steel-toed boots?
There's none of that.
No steel-toed boots.
No. There's no telling me what's going
Because,
happen.
I mean, you can't
it,
replace...
Okay.
You can't replace...
You have to be blindfolded, and the person randomly chooses what they're going to wear.
I'm going to run 60 yards.
You can't... You can...
And then boot you in
you
the
could replace. You could replace a system, but once you get a nut lost, you can't get it back.
Just put it on a pizza.
Oh my god. These questions are ridiculous.
Next question comes from, I'm guessing this is pronounced Cuda Dude 2? Or C-U-da Dude 2? Something like that. He says, is GT5 vaporware? Is it delayed so that they can get Nolan North to voice over the car sounds?
Voice over the car sounds?
Yeah.
Brum, brum. Look out. I'm Drake. I don't think it's vaporware, but it may never come out.
I don't know.
It'll be out eventually. It's just taking so freaking long. People are tired of waiting on it.
Yeah, it'll be coming out for PS4 if they keep doing this.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Anyway, there's no reason to make sounds like that. Next question. Next tweet. Altus 1 says Mass Effect 2 equals awesome sauce times 100. Indeed. Very much so. He also says Final Fantasy is still stupid and needs to die. Sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry, Gambus.
Don't apologize for it.
He has respect.
Respect
for the con.
I respect him. I just don't respect Final Fantasy.
Oh, snap. REMGS says, two cues for you. Should I get White Knight Chronicles or wait for Final Fantasy 13? I can't tell you that yet. We need to wait till this week when I play it.
Ask it
this week.
Ask the question again next week.
Play it. I got to play it. It looked good. It's interesting.
It depends. If you're excited by the aspect of multiplayer online, RPG, maybe White Knight, but at the same time, Final Fantasy 13. I think it's going to be amazing, however.
Can you not play White Knight by yourself?
Yeah, but from what I hear, the single player campaign is kind of by the books.
Isn't every JRPG by the books?
It won't have nearly the same production value as Final Fantasy 13. So if you're planning on playing it straight up single player, I would say Final Fantasy 13.
All right. Chuck Bartowski says,
"Hey Chuck, love your show."
Okay. Fuck the phone. Maybe this time the soundboard is louder.
Kids.
Apparently you guys are looking at me like you didn't get it. Last week the soundboard sounded like they were coming through a phone.
I wasn't here last week, so I don't know. Okay.
Pokemon! Kids.
I promise I'll play that whole thing.
I want to hear the whole thing.
Nobody messes with Adam Wee.
And we just got one last one in. It's from Lee Kelly 1. He says, have a great show, guys. Love it.
Thank you.
All right, so I will play this for you, just so you can...
The kids, they listen to the rap music. Listen to the rap music.
It's a really good song.
Listen to the rap music.
What do you like to play?
Pokemon.
Pokemon. Pokemon. Pokemon. Pokemon.
There you go.
What do you like to play?
Pokemon.
Pokemon. Pokemon. Pokemon. Pokemon. You see, the kids, they listen to the rap, which gives them the brain damage. You see, with their hippin' and the hoppin' and the pippin' and the boppin', so they don't know what the jazz is all about. You see, jazz is like jello pudding. No, actually, it's more like Kodak film. No, actually, jazz is like a new coat. It'll be around forever.
What's the difference between me and you? What's the difference between me and you?
Come on, little fella, you like a jump rope. What do you think candy is made out of?
Pokemon!
Pokemon! No, actually,
candy is
more like Kodak film. See?
Here I go, down the slope. Oh, I'm going zip-zop, zoom-a-da-bop. It's okay, take your time. Do you remember what he looked like? I had an uncle named Stewie, and he used to sell bicycles. Look at you! What you got there? A big, stupid doo-doo head!
There you go. I played the whole thing for you.
That's going to be probably the greatest song ever I've ever heard in my entire life.
This is Babadoo, the yellow pudding. Anyway.
Wow. That was
Well,
awesome.
Gambus, while K-Dub is cleaning off his eyes from crying so much, do you want to give your shout-outs or whatever?
Yes, I'd like to give some shout-outs.
Pokemon!
I'll give a shout out to John Whitehouse.
My God.
And Kaz, a.k.a. Rob, from the Numb Thumb Gaming Podcast.
Are you Sarah Connor?
Yes. So I'll give a shout out to the Numb Thumb Gaming Podcast. I'm going to give a shout out to Heroic Superman and the Post Gamer Report podcast. And I'm also going to give a shout out to the Pink and Deadly podcast. Because you girls are awesome. Love your show. It's so entertaining. I feel like I have to take a cold shower every time I listen to an episode.
Step into my office.
Exactly. And I also give a shout out to Drew and the crew at the Evolve Gaming Podcast.
I'm a tomato. How very inappropriate. Thank you.
And I also give a shout out to Johnny Millennium, who runs the Happy Console Gamer YouTube channel.
Settle down, Jeffrey.
As a matter of fact, I messaged him and on Facebook, and I was asking him if he would like to come on our show.
Oh, please, please call me Mayor Chapstick.
And because we were talking about, you know, how sometime this year we're going to have a classic gaming episode, and I was thinking that he would be a really good person to have on our show, because he has a ton of classic games. He has all pretty much every system ever
made.
Say
no more.
I mean, he's got Neo Geo, TurboGrafx 16. He's got the PC Engine. He's got the, I think he even has the PC Engine Shuttle system, which was like a very limited edition system that cost an uncanny amount of money. And he's got a ton of games. He's got a giant wall behind him on like when he does a show.
Well, this is odd.
Yeah. I think he would be a really, really awesome person to talk to about classic gaming. He just seems
like
a really cool guy overall. So give a shout out to Johnny Millennium and Happy Console Gamer.
My leg is asleep.
Yeah, so is mine.
Or is it?
Anything yep. else, Gambus?
That is it.
Yeah. Adam West, Adam West. A little bit softer now. Adam West, Adam West. Adam West, Adam West.
I'll hide here until they're gone.
Interesting, yeah.
And don't forget to follow us at everything.
follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the Facebooks.
Yeah.
And the Facebook.
We're all
and
on there.
The iTunes.
Yes.
And the everything.
Yeah, leave us a review on iTunes. If you get the chance, if you listen through this on iTunes and you like what you hear, or if you don't like what you hear, leave us a review.
I will give you Gambus's address if you don't like what you hear.
Yeah.
Even if you like what you hear, you get Gambus's address.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, good. Alright, well, I think that wraps up the show.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Khan, if you would be so kind and polite.
Alrighty then.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can... It's me, Mario.
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
Oh, it's a bit angry.
Killer Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.